I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E. Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Wednesday, March 13th, 2024 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. But, you know, speaking of that, the temptation in this space is to find something, you know, in keeping with the general kind of ethos to entertain or to titillate the senses. And yeah, I mean that in a derisive sort of fashion. It's the temptation, though. How can we do that? How can we entertain? Are you not entertained? And we will refrain from doing that today because it's not terribly healthy or well-advised ever. Certainly not as a pattern of behavior. It's kind of like eating marshmallows for breakfast every day, or maybe marshmallows for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know, boots and belts and things are not healthy as a dietary staple. So we're not going to do that. We're going to steer away from that. I actually received an article from Larry. Saw it this morning. The Gateway Pundit republished an article originally in the Western Journal. And so what's that all about? It's an article about Daryl Strawberry, MLB legend Daryl Strawberry. And it's an excellent article. Very impressed. You know, this is something that you do not see everywhere every day, and there's no reason why we shouldn't. There's no reason why this should be so, you know, unique in today's landscape. But it is. And, I mean, there isn't any reason that it shouldn't be, but there is, kind of. You know, even Jesus said, the world hated me, it'll hate you if you try to take up your cross and follow him as he advised. So that's the reality. I mean, there's no good reason, but there is, because he gets in the way of our selfish proclivities and the devil's plan and, you know, causes consternation in all those things. It's either him or, you know, there's really no room for anything else. It's that first commandment kind of thing. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. So anyway, we'll talk about that a little bit and then move on. But first, speaking of all of that kind of stuff, the prayer to begin today's broadcast. I do that these days not to sneak up on anybody, but because we wrestle against flesh and blood, not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against the worldly governors, the princes of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness, which are in the high places. It's so easy to lose sight of that. And I know I do on a daily basis, on a moment-to-moment basis. It's so easy to get caught up in the flesh and blood battles that we think we're wrestling. But if you believe Ephesians 6:12, those things are not instigated in the realm of flesh and blood. So, the Lord's Prayer and the full armor of God, Matthew 6 and Ephesians 6, respectively. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Lord, please help us to put on the full armor of God. Help us to gird our loins about with truth, put on the breastplate of righteousness, shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Help us to take up the shield of faith, put on the helmet of salvation, take up the sword of the Spirit, and pray at all times in the Spirit. And I pray that no weapon formed against the righteous shall prosper, that all who walk in error would come to know the truth in Christ. Please reveal our hypocrisy and double-mindedness. I pray unrepentant evildoers be brought swiftly to justice, wickedness be brought swiftly to an end, righteousness be restored in the land. I pray poisonous trees, offshoots like brands, agencies, etc., conceived in malice would collapse under the weight of their own evil. And above all this, I just pray, Lord, that you would have your way in circumstances in my life, in this broadcast, and beyond. In Jesus' name, amen. So, I want to begin today's broadcast talking about this article. It's interesting. It shouldn't be that big of a deal, but it is. And, the reason why I already explained, but, you know, it's an interesting thing. Speaking of this battle, the Ephesians 6:12 battle, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, shouldn't be a big deal. Who cares if you write an article, you know, Daryl Strawberry hospitalized after medical emergency still glorifies God. He's praising God. Okay, big deal. Who cares? But you sure don't see much of that in the headlines, do you? Why not? And I think there's a, you know, part of the overarching plan at work there is to demoralize people. Yuri Bezmenov tried to warn us all those years ago, hey, guys, this is what's happening. It happened in my home country. Now it's happening here. I was part of the effort. Other people have said similar things. So there's certainly that, but I think that really is a part of a larger agenda, and that's kind of what I'm talking about. Anyway, what's the article? Let's get into that, shall we? Because that's kind of the heart of this discussion here, at the heart of this discussion, certainly. So the article is titled Devout Christian and MLB legend Daryl Strawberry hospitalized after medical emergency still glorifies God. By Michael Schwartz, first published over at the Western Journal. And the article is it's a well-written article, I would say. Very comprehensive in nature. Gives you a full picture if you're not familiar with the story. So the article reads, "In the depths of despair, one of modern baseball's most feared hitters and long tormented souls found Jesus Christ. Now, having devoted his life's second act to spreading God's word, the one-time MLB star did not allow a sudden medical emergency to prevent him from glorifying God. After surviving a heart attack on Monday, former New York Mets outfielder Daryl Strawberry expressed gratitude from his hospital bed. On his social media platform, Instagram, Strawberry posted a photo with two women, including wife Tracy, at his hospital bedside. The women each held one of his hands, touching their foreheads to his, while Strawberry smiled, praising God for his amazing grace and loving mercy in saving my life this evening from a heart attack," quote unquote, the outfielder turned Christian minister wrote. Then after thanking hospital staff, Strawberry, who turned 62 on Tuesday, reiterated his faith in the ultimate source of healing. "Your prayers are so absolutely appreciated as I continue to recover in Jesus' name," quote unquote, he added. Finally, Strawberry concluded with the appropriate hashtag, "Saved by His Grace." And saved by and grace are lowercase, his is uppercase or capitalized. So, continuing, "Those who doubt redemption through Jesus Christ have never read or heard Strawberry's story. In a 2015 interview with Southwest Florida's Sarasota Herald Tribune, the former outfielder described a depth of despair that would defy belief from those who have never experienced it. After years of substance abuse and numerous legal troubles that resulted in jail time, Strawberry told a judge in November 2000 that he had, quote, no desire to live anymore. Then, at a 2003 Narcotics Anonymous convention in Florida, Strawberry met Tracy, a former drug user herself and twice divorced. Though they began dating, they continued to struggle in various ways. At one point, in fact, Strawberry and Tracy lived in her parents' basement in Missouri. One day she decided that things had to change, and she knew how. She started saying we needed to get our life right and get in church. She was reading the Bible every morning and studying, and she just woke up one morning and she said, "We're not having sex anymore," Strawberry recalled. That defining moment set the troubled former outfielder on a journey toward God. In 2006, Daryl and Tracy married. 5 years later, they founded Strawberry Ministries. Today, according to their website, findingyourway.com, Daryl travels the country speaking and bringing a message of hope and restoration in Christ. Readers and baseball fans of a certain age will remember Strawberry as a transcendent talent from the 1980s. The former outfielder starred for the Mets from 1983 to 1990 before moving on to other teams. He hit 335 home runs in a career that lasted until 1999. But that number tells only part of the story. From 1991 to 1999, Strawberry languished as an oft-injured player for the Los Angeles Dodgers, San Francisco Giants, and New York Yankees. Contemporary accounts of his career emphasized poor effort and unrealized potential. He can be the most exciting player in the game when he feels like it, former catcher and teammate Mackie Sasser once said, according to ESPN. The situation is whether or not he feels like it, quote unquote. And things grew worse over time. Of his 335 home runs, only 55 came in the 8 seasons he played from 1992 onward. In other words, he was on a pace in his early career to be among the game's elite long ball hitters. A healthy and motivated Strawberry might have even challenged Babe Ruth's then record 714 career home runs. Anecdotally, as a teenager in 1989, I visited Montreal's Olympic Stadium, then home to MLB's Expos, now the Washington Nationals. This is, again, Michael Schwartz writing, talking about his experience as a teenager. And I vividly recall the feeling of awe I experienced when a stadium employee pointed out the exact spot where one of Strawberry's Titanic home runs had hit the stadium roof on opening day of the previous season, April 4, 1988. And then he includes a video. Readers may view that mammoth home run below. We could even play that clip. Maybe we will. I don't know. You don't see the home run, but you hear. I mean, it's pretty legendary even to hear it. Obviously, over the years, radio coverage of baseball has been characteristic of accompanying the sport. You know, baseball really rose to popularity as the national pastime during the early years of radio. So, listening to it is not unusual, in other words. But those are only athletic exploits, Schwartz continues. Today, Strawberry does something far more important when he talks to people about Jesus. In fact, as he told the Herald Tribune in 2015, the former outfielder appreciated Tracy the moment he met her precisely because she did not treat him like a baseball star. One thing that struck me about her, she was kind and compassionate. She never talked about my baseball career. Everybody else wanted to talk about my baseball and how great I was. She thought it was just foolish. She thought, this man is dying and people want to talk to him about a baseball player, Strawberry recalled. But he did not die of drugs and despair, nor did he die of Monday's heart attack. And he knows exactly why. Hashtag saved by his grace. So that's the article. It's fairly brief, but comprehensive, I would say. Maybe I will talk a little bit more about the story, Daryl and Tracy, because I have talked about this before, obviously, which I think I'm safe to presume is why Larry felt compelled to send me the article. And it's a great story. It's uncharacteristic, but you know, this is what I think, if anything, ever made America great. We've had this debate. It's sort of shaping up. I started the year. Well, maybe I'll finish that thought on the other side of the break. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Tehi Bo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps. Ready to race to you. These days are ours.
Welcome back. So I, you know, we started the new year. The first broadcast was first Road Warrior radio broadcast of 2024 was January 2nd. And I basically started by saying we're at war. And, you know, borrowing from Clausewitz, war is merely the continuation of politics and policy by other means, and vice versa. Talking about that, and by, you know, within 2 days of that, that was Tuesday, and by Thursday, I was into this discussion of our American history, Christian history or not, and the answer is nuanced. And the if I can summarize in simple terms, the short answer maybe is no and yes. So no in the sense that what guided the inspiration of our founding documents was not so much the Bible and the God of the Bible, but a sort of misleading appropriation of language we might call God words. What's his name who said that? I mentioned that recently. I forget. It'll come to me in a second. So, you know, a sophist's conscription and appropriation of language that sounds biblical. And so, you know, there's this heated discussion that has arisen, particularly in recent years, maybe the last 20 years or so, over this issue. And the, you know, if you really dive into the details of the explainers, they don't explain. However, yes, in the sense that the Christian ethic has characterized the backbone of America, the American people, business, small business in particular, and so on. And so, yes, definitely in that sense, you know, but you don't see, you see language that sounds remotely biblical in our founding documents. And there's been an effort to try to say that those documents are biblical in nature. But I would encourage folks to look closer. Do your own homework and look closer. And look at the Neoplatonic undergirdings of the era, the Enlightenment age, you know, the Renaissance, Romantic era, Enlightenment era. And, you know, do your own homework. Don't lean on someone else, including me. Do your own homework. And look at all of those guys who were responsible for those documents. Was Jefferson a devout Christian, or was he more Unitarian, Universalist, Epicurean? All of which flies in the face of devotion to God in Christ. Is the phrase, the laws of nature and nature's God, biblical? Or is it Spinozan? So, you know, I'll come back to some of that, but, you know, that's kind of where we started. And this is an important discussion. And you can see, I think, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I feel in this article about Daryl Strawberry by Michael Schwartz over at the Western Journal, republished at the Gateway Pundit. Hats off to the folks at Gateway Pundit for republishing this, and my thanks to Larry for sending me this. I had not seen this, so I appreciate you sending this my way. And interesting to read the comments also to the article. So I think sometimes the comments are as worth reading as the article itself. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS. This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Welcome back. Do your own homework. Do your own homework. Don't rely on someone else. You know, do your own homework. So back to what I was talking about. And you know what? Maybe we'll play a couple of clips. I don't know. Why not? We'll see. In discussing our American Revolutionary founding, Christian, not Christian, like I said, the nuance is at a leadership level, no. Very naturalistic, very humanistic, very Neoplatonic, Epicurean, all of that stuff, but not biblical in Christ. And, you know, you're either in Christ or you're not. There's no middle ground. Like Jesus said, he who does not gather with me scatters. So let me just finish the article stuff first real quick before we dive into all of that. Michael Schwartz over at the Western Journal, who wrote the article, the Daryl Strawberry article, devout Christian and MLB legend Daryl Strawberry hospitalized after medical emergency still glorifies God. This is interesting. I mean, this is fascinating because this is right in the, you know, thick of this intersection. So about the summary about Michael Schwartz, Michael Schwartz holds a PhD in history and has taught at multiple colleges and universities. He has published one book and numerous essays on Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, and the early U.S. Republic. Probably worth investigating. Perhaps he's gone through the same journey that others, including myself, have undergone, chasing all this stuff out until finally you come out the other side. I mean, the discussion of virtue, morality, and religion that I have maintained for quite some time, you know, you can set that aside if you are in Christ. That's really the, you know, those things go without saying. You're called to a higher standard, as Paul says in Romans 7, to live by the Spirit and not just by the letter anymore. You can find loopholes, you know, I think it was the Pharisees that were trying to trick Jesus at one point, saying, you know, why did Moses command us to divorce then? And Jesus said, Moses permitted you to divorce because of the hardness of your heart. It was never a command. God hates divorce. So, continuing, he has published one book and numerous essays on Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, and the early U.S. Republic. He loves dogs, baseball, and freedom. Well, again, Jesus Christ, Jesus said, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And that's in John 8. And the folks who are listening said, well, you know, we're sons of Abraham. We've never been enslaved to any man. How is it you will say that we will be set free? Apparently, they have not read their Torah. They are not familiar with, you know, Egypt, the Assyrian captivity, the Babylonian captivity. Anyway, I digress. After meandering spiritually through most of early adulthood, he, Michael Schwartz, has rediscovered his faith in midlife and is eager to continue learning about it from the great Christian thinkers. Just to put it bluntly, I would dissuade people from learning about your Christian faith from the great Christian thinkers, because the more you dive down that rabbit hole, the more problematic that is. You can read those folks, but I would caution people, you know, Chuck Missler was well observed when he said we should observe closely a sense of hermeneutical hygiene, as he put it. And in that, basically, the Bible is your supreme authority. And you know, people might say, yeah, but you've been sort of hinting at diving deeper into the translation issue and the folks involved. Yeah, I definitely want to dive down that rabbit hole publicly on air. But what I don't want to do is have that be construed as undermining someone's faith or thinking that it undermines mine. It definitely does not. And I always come back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the secret decoder ring. Regardless of man's efforts and even those, you know, I won't say inspired by the devil, because, you know, as people have corrected me, that word inspiration doesn't belong in the same sentence with the devil. I agree with that. But, you know, those efforts influenced by the old red dragon himself to try to throw us off the trail and lead us away from God. Despite all of that, God is greater than all of that. And if he wants to get you a message, you know what? He might send one through a donkey. the most amazing, I've said this before, the most amazing aspect of the story of Balaam and his donkey to me is that Balaam is not saying, "Whoa, my donkey is talking to me." He doesn't say that. He has an argument with his donkey, which may or may not remind us of the memes that float around on social media these days to the effect that, you know, I thought that dogs were really stupid. You know, I was watching a dog chasing his tail on a video, like a TikTok thing or something, watching a dog chase his tail, and I thought, man, dogs are stupid. And then I thought, I'm watching the dog chase his tail. So maybe it's like that. But then there's the issue of Balaam's error, and that's a separate deal. So this article about Daryl Strawberry, Daryl's story is Daryl and Tracy tell their story in their book, The Imperfect Marriage, which is a great book as those things go, and a great title. So maybe we'll come back to that. But more about the Western Journal. What about the Western Journal? A little bit about Michael Schwartz. Talked about that. But what about the Western Journal? That's an interesting story. You can go to thewesternjournal.com/about, and here's what you read there. From that page, the Western Journal was founded in 2009 as westernjournalism.com, a project of the Western Center for Journalism. At the time, the site simply linked to other content producers and served as a hub for the discussion of important current events in the political and media spheres. The site was established to provide an alternative for readers fed up with the overt leftism of establishment media outlets. Over time, the audience grew and writers began submitting original pieces to be published in full. In 2011, Western Journalism began publishing political news and commentary on its new Facebook page. It wasn't until 2013, however, that Western Journalism hired its first full-time staff writer and branched into publishing original content. During this time, the site grew rapidly, reaching several hundred thousand readers daily by the end of 2013. The beginning of 2014 marked a strategic turning point for Western Journalism as the staff began focusing heavily on its Facebook audience, experimenting with engaging titles and analyzing results in real time. By May 2014, over 4 million unique visitors were reading Western Journalism each month. In mid-2014, the director of marketing for the Western Center for Journalism, Patrick Brown, left to found Liftable Media, Inc. And its first brand, the uplifting lifestyle site, Liftable.com. Liftable Media's founding mission is to be a positive influence on culture. And that's interesting in light of a similar discussion that has been ongoing on this broadcast as well. Patrick took what he'd learned in building social media optimized content on Western Journalism, and by November, 5 million unique visitors were reading Liftable.com each month. So by November 2014, 5 million unique visitors. How many of those do you suppose work and or reside in, you know, neighborhoods like Langley? And anyway, I digress. Liftable Media maintained close contact with the Western Journalism staff, and you know, just as a parenthetical aside, I shouldn't do this because this is how it happens. But as an aside, you wonder. Sometimes I wonder, you know, I ask the question, who's in charge, who decides? Sometimes I think it's important to ask, you know, when you see people doing these things and they're so, you know, whatever, these machines and things grow up in society and people act like they're so important, you know, you want me on that wall, you need me on that wall. I always want to ask the question, you know, how many of those people would do it if they had to do it for free? How many of those people would do it if they had to pay to do it? In other words, if they were not remunerated in any sort of way and they even had to go out and work separately to keep doing this thing as a charitable, philanthropic kind of thing, and it was an unsung thing. They never got any awards or went to any parties or had any accolades. What if they were publicly humiliated for doing it? Would they still do it? What if it was not considered in vogue publicly to do it? Would they still do it? And I think at a certain point, those are rhetorical questions, but I think it's interesting to look a little closer at those things sometimes. You know, the prestige and the accolades and, of course, the remuneration can be tremendously influential. And, you know, that story goes much deeper. 10 years ago, 2013, I think, was the year that I spent about a month doing shows on the medical journals and how so many former editors-in-chief had resigned in disgust, saying that the journals were prostituted by the pharma community in particular. That basically it was just a promotional outlet for Big Pharma, and that time after time they had seen credentialed, tenured, well-respected doctors be conscripted to this agenda of ghostwritten articles and speaking tours and things. It's almost a model. You can see it coming a mile away. Guy has a great career, loved, respected by everyone, revered, gets to a point in his career, can't really go any higher. There's sort of a glass ceiling, and there's all this other stuff, you know, class action, malpractice type stuff, and along comes pharma. Knock, knock, knock. Hey, you know what? You have a great brand going on here that you've established, and we'd love to pay handsomely for it. Send you around the country, glad-handing, kissing hands, shaking babies. And, you know, no malpractice, no class action stuff, insulated from all of that. What do you think? You owe it to yourself. You deserve this. You owe it to yourself and your family. Doesn't your wife want nice things? And, you know, so, I mean, that story goes much deeper. Anyway, that's a different discussion. Liftable Media maintained close contact with the Western journalism staff and, recognizing the overlap in audience and mission, soon offered to buy westernjournalism.com. The offer was accepted, and Liftable Media made its first acquisition, officially integrating westernjournalism.com into Liftable Media on January 1, 2015. Not long after, Liftable Media was approached by the founder of conservativetribune.com. a conservative opinion blog that had also seen success on Facebook. The founder, Sean Connell, wanted to work on other projects and asked if Liftable Media was interested in buying Conservative Tribune. In April 2015, Liftable Media made its second large acquisition, buying Conservative Tribune. In November 2017, Western Journalism was rebranded as the Western Journal and moved to westernjournal.com. In April of 2018, Conservative Tribune, Liftable, and The Wild Card, a sports site established in 2017 and also owned by Liftable Media, were integrated into the Western Journal as sections of one overarching site, the Western Journal. And that's not the real story, though. I mean, if that were it, I mean, that's in today's climate of hysterics and nonsense, just reading that is refreshing. I mean, it's not hysterical. It's not crazy. It's refreshing. You know, I'm not worked up into a sweat, into a lather, just reading it. But that's not the whole story. So we will, as Paul Harvey might say, we'll give you the rest of the story when we return. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Xtendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Welcome back. Excuse me. So, what's the rest of the story? It's interesting. Again, let's just say uncharacteristic. But why? You know, so I mentioned the thing about Daryl Strawberry. Not a big deal. You know, I mean, the Wikipedia entry for March 12th obviously lists Daryl Strawberry's birthday, 1962. Daryl Strawberry, American baseball player and minister. And minister. Interesting. But no mention of it in, no fanfare in any of the usual kinds of places, I would say, that I'm aware of. Doesn't mean that no one did, but I didn't see anything. And I usually keep an eye out for this kind of stuff. Why is that? You know, for a guy of such legendary status, as Michael Schwartz points out, just based on Daryl Strawberry's legendary baseball career, and people still remember him today. No mention anywhere, just a sort of a footnote in the Wikipedia page for March 12th. Interesting stuff. And I think it's because of what I'm talking about. It's not a big deal, but it is a big deal, and that's evidence that it's a big deal. So why is it a big deal? And, you know, this gets to the heart of the issue, again, that I have been discussing throughout the course of this year from January 4th onward, which has been controversial, apparently, to the extent that, you know, Pastor Earl Wallace calls in and vehemently opposes and disagrees with what I'm saying. So, the founding pastor of Liberty Christian Fellowship Church. Everyone's entitled to their opinion, you know, and that started when I was speaking of Liberty Christian Fellowship. That was around the time that I was talking about Chuck Baldwin making similar remarks regarding America's founding. But I would, again, I would encourage people to do their own research, do your own homework. I had to. If you lean on others, you will most likely be misled, and you certainly won't have the peace of mind of feeling like you've settled the matter. You've reconciled some things that are contradictory and settled the matter for yourself. So that's my advice. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle